It's episode 390, and I've got plugins for site performance, classic classified ads, Gutenberg blocks, site security, and classic press options, all coming up next on WordPress Plugins A to Z.
WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 80,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join us for a weekly, unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins from A to Z.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. Coming to you direct from the Brewery Overlook in beautiful Victoria, British Columbia, Canada, I'm John Overall. And of course, I have the same great show for you this week as every other week. But right off the top, don't forget you can get all the show notes over at WPPluginsAtoZ.com. And if you got a few minutes, greatly appreciate your time over on Stitcher Radio, Google Play, and in the iTunes Store, subscribing to the show and leaving reviews there. Really helps the show out when you do that. Also, take a few minutes. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, subscribe, hit that bell, and that way you get notifications every time I go live. The show is broadcast live every Thursday at noon, and an additional live show has been added for Saturday evenings at 8 o'clock, and that is strictly a live show. Does not go out to the podcast feed. And if you want, you can follow me on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z. Join me on my Facebook page or subscribe to the newsletter. Just go to the website and right there underneath the sliding images, enter your name, email address, and away you go. And you're all set and ready to go. All right, with all that being said, it's time to jump right into the meat and potatoes of the show. All right, first up, as I have, start off with a couple of plugins I have yet to use, but I thought you might want to know they exist. These are plugins that are sent in to me by developers that I don't have time to test. I don't have a project in the works currently that I can use them in, etc., etc. But they looked interesting enough, and I've had a very big collection of these for a long time that it's time to get them out there and let you folks know about them. Now, keep in mind, the ratings on them are based upon what I think about the way their descriptions are, their demo sites, if they have one, etc., etc. So, first off here, I have one that was sent in to me by Ante Laka, and this one here is called WP Performance. It looks to be another caching plugin to help improve the speed of your website. And when you set it up, it sets up, it's got a lot of checkboxes in it that can go in there. It creates, of course, cached HTML pages, much like every other caching plugin out there. It does look kind of interesting. It looks along the lines of all the rest of them. It doesn't look like it has anything special or unique to it from all the other plugins that I've checked out. But if you're looking for something different than the standard caching plugins that are available, go check this one out. This one here might be just what you're looking for. So go check it out. It is called WP Performance Plugin, and I give it a 3 Dragon rating. So go check it out. The next one I've got in here, got for you, is one called Gotta love it when the tongue wraps around the head. This one was sent in by Blaise Kurzmonski. I'm working on the names, really I am. This is called Terra Classifieds, and it is another classifieds plugin. It's a free classifieds plugin from their website at pixelmu.com. And again, it is a classified plugin that allows you to go through, create up classified ads, user registration, edit ads, user profiles, etc., etc. It's a standard WordPress classified plugin that does look kind of interesting. Their demo of it, not too bad. It's a good layout from what I can see. I don't know if it requires a theme to get this layout. Some do, some don't. It might just be the standard way it sets up. I'm willing to bet it's a theme because they also sell themes off their website. So this is one that you may want to check out if you're looking for a classifieds plugin. I've used several over the years. WP Classifieds, another WP Classified plugin is the one that I use. I bought a premium one years ago that gave me a great license on. So I still use that one when I do build a classified site. They're not nearly as popular as they used to be, but every once in a while, you'll run across the need to build one up. So anyway, go check this one out. It's a pretty decent little plugin from what I can tell, and I give it a 3 Dragon rating. Go check it out, Terra Classifieds, free classifieds WordPress plugin. Hey, and this show currently brought to you by...
Take the work and worry out of maintaining and caring for your WordPress website. JohnOverall.com has 20 plus years experience and offers hosting, maintenance programs, emergency support, and more to keep your site up to date and running smoothly. We offer free estimates and only bill you for the time used, not by the block. While you're caring for your business, let JohnOverall.com care for your website. Think of us when you think of WordPress. Visit JohnOverall.com.
Come visit me, all your WordPress hosting needs, and anything else you need for WordPress. Okay, in contests, I don't have the new contest set up. I do have a couple of keys in the works, and it does take a little bit sometimes to get these things fully organized and set up and working. But we do have a couple of them that are coming your way, and our contests are powered by Simple Plugins giveaways. If you're looking to do a giveaways on your website, go check out the plugin Simple Giveaways. An excellent plugin. You can get it free, a free version off of WordPress.org, or the premium version, which is really nice for managing all the little details of a contest off of your website. Excellent plugin. All right, the next plugin I've got for you here is, of course, a Gutenberg plugin. Well, not of course, but all right, it will. You got to get used to it. I'm slowly wrapping my head around Gutenberg and starting to work with it and deal with it through a couple of small projects at the moment. And I have started playing with Gutenberg, and there's some things I like and many things I still don't like about it. It is confusing at first after being so used to the standard theme or the standard editor. But once you start wrapping your head around it, you can work with it. But the blocks are actually kind of a nice feature. And basically what it is boiling down to me, is it's just another theme builder or another page builder system or a page builder plugin, which is what it should have been. But anyway, one of the nice things about Gutenberg is all of the blocks that are coming up. And this plugin here is called Premium Blocks for Gutenberg. And this is similar to the one from last week, except it's a different set of blocks. And more plugins are bringing these in. And they're bringing their own uniqueness to the blocks that they're creating. Now, I've only used this one here for the maps block. And the maps block on this one is really kind of nice in that it allows you to get in there and do some customizations to the map. You can create a custom image marker. It lays out the map in a really good custom stylizing. So it's something you can check out and use. And they do have several blocks for this plugin. They've got the banner blocks, they've got button blocks, icons, pricing tables, sections, and more. There's a whole bunch that this plugin can do for you as far as adding blocks to your Gutenberg website. Go check this one out, and it's called Premium Blocks for Gutenberg, and I give it a 4 Dragon rating. Hey, listener feedback, audio clips. We don't have any this week, but I really would love to have some to showcase. If you would like to give us some feedback, you can email us direct off of our website from the contact page. Hit the speak pipe in the lower right-hand corner of the page. Or you can send an email to direct to john@wppro.ca or contact us via Skype, or not Skype, contact us via Twitter and Facebook. And I do get back to you as soon as I possibly can. And then I do bring your comments to the show to showcase with everyone else. This show also, value for value model, meaning if you get any value out of it, please give some value back. And in that vein, I like to acknowledge those who've supported the show over the past week. Anything 50 bucks and over gets their note read out and published here. This week, I would like to acknowledge and say thank you for all the Patreon donations that did come through this month. They're small donations, but they really do help the show. The money doesn't go into my pocket. It helps pay for things such as fantastic transcripts that go up every week. Also, it helps cover the basic costs such as servers, etc., etc. Oh, and as far as value goes, if you can't give money, hey, give some other help. We've had a couple of other people help out. One of our listeners out there really helped out me getting the sound a little better. Hopefully the sound even comes across better this week. So anything you can do or you think I could do to help improve the show, please send me the information. I do listen. Even if sometimes critiques are hard to take, I still take it to heart and listen. And if you'd like to support the show, simply go to wppluginsaz.com/donate to hit the donation page where you can go in, name, email, choose the amount you want to donate, and just click enter and off it goes to PayPal. So help me out that way. And the final plugin I've got this week for you. This is a security plugin. It's called WP Hide and Security Enhancer. And you may have a need to maximize your site security to the extent that this plugin can do for you. Now, most of the time, your site security boils down to installing WordFence or something else, Cloudflare, prevent the spammers from getting in. But sometimes you may want to just hide everything from everyone. Even if they hit and look at the code on the page, they get there and they won't even be able to determine that it's an actual WordPress website. This plugin hides everything from prying eyes. It will not only hide your login URL, but the locations of your plugins, your uploads, your themes. It blocks XML, RPC, API. It blocks direct access to all folders. In fact, it will do such a good job of hiding everything that the online detectors that many people use, they go, is this a WordPress website? And they put in your URL. It comes back and says, oh yeah, it's a WordPress website. It's, what is this theme? It's telling you what the theme is, what plugins are installed, et cetera, et cetera. This actually hides that information to the point they'll look at and said, nope, WordPress isn't running there. So this is a very, very interesting plugin. I'm actually going to be doing a tutorial video on this one. So I'll be putting that up and showcasing how it works for you. It is such a great plugin that, of course, I had to give this one a 5-dragon rating. Go check it out, the WP Hide and Security Enhancer, to maximize your site security and to hide everything that exists. Okay, Classic Press Options. I do have a Classic Press option this week. I do have some little information, though, to feedback. From last week, I talked about the WordFence plugin working well in Classic Press. And it does work. It works very well. But there is a caveat to it. And that is that one of the things that WordPress does, or WordFence does, is WordFence goes in, and it looks at your site continuously looking for changes in the files. And it monitors it partly by monitoring the file name changes. So what happened to me was a couple of days after I installed and activated this, I got a notification from WordFence. Actually, it wasn't even a couple of days. It was within 24 hours. I got a notification that I had a whole pile of file changes in this Classic Press site that I was testing it on that they'd all been changed and possibly infected. And when I went and looked, what it had done was it picked up all the file name changes that were done by Classic Press. So if you switch to Classic Press, all your WP files are changed to CP files, defining it as Classic Press. So WordFence is not programmed yet to ignore the CP files. Hopefully WordFence is going to come on board for Classic Press. We don't know. But if they don't and you see that, you'll know it's not that's not an actual problem, but it still works well for dealing with the other issues on your site. So you can still use it, but that's a nice notification there about the issue that WordFence is having with ClassicPress. This week, the plugin I have for you, though, that does work in ClassicPress as far as my testing so far goes, something I use continuously and have been using for over 8 years, it's the PowerPress plugin for podcasting by Blueberry. This is an excellent plugin. I've been using it since way back when I first started this show 8 years ago, and I've watched this plugin grow up, enhancements, improvements, speed, better tweaks. It still has all of that, and my tests on ClassicPress show that it does seem to work effectively with no problem. So you can use it and go check it out. PowerPress Podcasting by Blueberry. You can use it in ClassicPress, and I give it a 5 dragon rating. So that's our ClassicPress options for this week. All right, closing out this episode, I covered up the WP Performance plugin, which I gave a 3-2, the Terra Classifieds, which I gave a 3-2, the Premium Blocks for Gutenberg, which I gave a 4-2, the WP Hide and Security Enhancer, which I gave a 5-2, and PowerPress, which I give a 5-2. A couple of final quick notes. Don't forget, it's coming up quick. WordPress Meetup here coming to Victoria. This is the monthly meetup that I do here. It will be broadcast live. It's on January 22nd. It'll be at 6:30 p.m. And for those that can't make it, check into our YouTube channel where it'll be broadcast live. I'm giving a presentation on Gutenberg and what I think its future in WordPress is and how it's going to impact the community and how it impacts people using it. And then we've got another fellow here who is giving us he has given us a presentation on what it's like to be a WordPress freelancer and 5 years of being a freelancer and what he'd wish he had known. So going to be talking about the things he learned along the way. So it'll be a very interesting evening of information. So make sure you check that out. Also be sure to check out and subscribe to the YouTube channel. And for a final note to developers who would like to support the show, please, if you'd like to offer up a premium license to give away, head on over to wppluginsa.com/plugincontest. Give us all the details and information about your plugin and submit it to the show for a contest. And if you would like to suggest a plugin for review and you're a developer, please go to use the form for plugin review submissions, and I will get them appeared on the show. If I can use them, I will give a better review. If I can't, I will put them into the first two for the beginning of the show. Hey, that's pretty much everything I've got for you this week. This has been a quiet, easy week as far as things go, and I didn't get any responses back last week to my request that if someone wanted to have a discussion after the show was over. But if anyone would like to see that, if they're coming into the live show, I will hold open a small segment at the end of the show as soon as I get people who are talking to me. That's all I've got for you now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Reminders for the show. All the show notes can be found at wppluginsa.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the Friday newsletter for more useful information delivered directly to your inbox. WP Plugins A to Z is a show that offers honest and unbiased reviews of plugins created by developers because you support the show. Help keep the show honest and unbiased by going to wppluginsa.com/donate and set the donation level that fits your budget. Help us make the show better for you by subscribing and reviewing the show at Stitcher Radio, Google Play, and in the iTunes Store. You can also watch the show live on YouTube, check out the screencasts and training videos, and remember to subscribe and hit the bell to get notifications of all new videos. Also, follow the show on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z. John can be reached at his website at johnoverall.com or send him an email, john@wppro.ca. Thanks for joining us and have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.